Welcome to Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Karen Overgaard, and we're joined today by Marion County Sheriff Jason Sandholt, talking about Severe Weather Week. Sheriff, what would you say is your number one suggestion to people if severe weather threatens?
Stay informed. Be aware of what's going on, whether it be the news stations, radio stations. It seems like a lot of times at the sheriff's office, the people that find themselves in trouble are the individuals that all of a sudden they said the storm was upon them. So the more they can be prepared about what the weather's going to be for that day, 3 day, 7 day, the better off they are.
What does the sheriff's department do when severe weather is threatening or when it's on the way?
Our deputies are out and about 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, so they're watching. If we see severe weather coming into the area and stuff, they'll be out there on the front lines. We have a lot of storm spotters and different individuals and stuff too that share information with us. And once we get that information, then we try to relay it out to KNIA. One of the main contacts that we'll have, we'll call the radio station, say, hey, listen, I have a deputy, for an example, down by Melcher, Dallas. We see a front coming in. If there's tornado activity, we try to get that out as soon as possible so people can be prepared.
If it does happen, what do you do then?
Obviously, human life is our first priority and stuff. So whether it be the sheriff's office, the PDs, the first responders, we all work together, try to get down to an area, figure out what's happened. I mean, what is the damage? Is it just property damage? Is there personal injury? If there's personal injury, we take care of that. I mean, automatically, that's our first response or whatever. We can always do reports about somebody's damage to someone's barn or house or whatever after the fact. But our primary responsibility is the safety of the individuals.
And what recommendation would you issue to citizens this time of year, just in general, as far as whether or not to be out and about? Do you recommend they get spotter training, or what do you think about that?
Well, that's obviously the more people we have that are trained into what to look for, the better off we are. Mm-hmm. A lot of times individuals try to help us out or whatever, and they're like, oh, I just saw a tornado or whatever. Well, the question is, well, was it really a tornado? Was it not? I mean, they're trying to do the right thing, but the more people that are trained in it, the better off it is for all of us.
Sure.
Because then we can rely on that information. They can say, yeah, I'm a certified storm spotter. This is the information. This is what I saw. This is how it was developing. And then that pass that information on to us.
Does your department work directly with National Weather Service at all?
We do. We actually, in dispatch and stuff, we have the availability, I mean, of getting the reports and stuff directly from them, and then we put that out. I mean, as soon as dispatch finds out the information from the National Weather Service, then they're putting that out across the radio to the deputies, letting them know. Hopefully, if we can get rid of this winter weather that we keep having and get into the summer months, we're going to have a lot of campers. We're going to have a lot of individuals that are going to be outside activities, the ball games and different things. And we try to notify those individuals as much as we can. We have a deputy that's assigned for the Corps of Engineers. We will send them through the campgrounds and different areas and give people that warning.
So they may be out of reach of an outdoor warning system, but you've got a deputy on the ground that'll be driving through campgrounds.
Exactly. And we can't hit everybody. I mean, obviously, if somebody's out in their back 40 or whatever, I mean,
sure,
we might not be able to find them. But those larger areas where people are congregated, Knoxville and Pella, Pleasantville, Melcher, what the police departments do a fabulous job too. When we dispatch that information out, and they hear that, and they're going to the ball fields, they're going to the areas, just like my deputies are going out around the lake and the campgrounds and the areas notifying people.
Is there anything else that you can think of that you would like people to know this time of year in regards to weather?
It seems like, obviously, I mean, flooding. Luckily, our snowpack is kind of gone and different things. But when we do get the heavy rainfalls and the different things, driving through water, a lot of times individuals, they start driving and they realize that, oh, it's only 3 inches, 4 inches, 6 inches deep or something. But what they fail to realize is some of those areas where those roads are washed out. And all of a sudden, it went from 6 inches to 6 feet really quick. So we don't want people driving through water over the roads and
sure,
that type of activity.
Turn around, don't drown type of.
Exactly. Yeah. Turn around, find another alternate route. County Engineer's Office does a fabulous job, too, on road closures and different things where we can get out. And if we see an area, it's not to try to inconvenience somebody, but it's for public safety and for the upkeep of the road. I mean, the more people that are driving across the road that has water over it, the more it's washing out, the more work that is for the county guys and stuff. So when we close off roads, we do that for multiple different reasons.
Well, very good. I appreciate your time today.
Well, thanks for having me.
And that's today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to our guest, Marion County Sheriff Jason Sandholt, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information next. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.